Okay, Sunday night, early at Aleph, at the Beis, and we're learning the Rishonim about where Prozim and Mukofim come from, and we're learning now the Ran on the Rif, the Minunism on the Rif, and we're up to page Aleph Amar Aleph and the Dabei HaRif. And we're going to start with the Ran, after the Ran brings down the Teretz number one, and then the Ramban. He then says,
Eino
Borer Etzli. If you have a Rif, then it's five lines in the bottom of Aleph Amar Aleph. If you have the papers, it starts with the words, Eino Borer Etzli. Reina Boretzli, the way the Ramban sets up that the main sakana was in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where the bulk of the population was at the time, and therefore, and there were very few Mukaf and Choma then. They were just building up Eretz Yisrael again. And a Choma would have protected them because there was the Jewish, they were all the Jews, they were together, so they would have shut out the enemy. But they were open, and that's where the main Sakana was, to the degree that when they were Chogig on their own, that first year, let's talk about the first year, so the Mukaf and Choma didn't even bother celebrating. That's how Veina Borer Etzli, the Rav doesn't like this. Why? Dovadai Dayaris Mukafos Choma Beretz Yisrael Bosos Man Muatos Hayu, which Ramban also says. That's not the issue. The real issue he's going to say is that he's going to say it in a second is that Mukafos Choma had no protection in Chutz Laretz, because they lived with the Goyim. So the Goyim were inside the Choma too. So, and that's where the bulk of the population was, in Chutz Laretz. So the Choma did not afford them any protection. So why would they have felt safe? Because they had a Choma. See, based on the Ramban's picture, that he's talking about Eretz Yisrael, where it was Yid, and a Choma would have protected them from outside provocateurs, outside invaders. So this sentence the Ramban agrees with. You have to just read more. The Vade Ayeres Mukavos Choma Beitel Bezuzman Muatu Soyu. Shriyomer B'Yerushalmi, the whole point of the famous Yerushalmi that we say me most Yeshua Ben Nun is the Leilach L'Kovid L'Eretz Yisrael. Meshach Kasavti L'Mala. So obviously it was mostly present, because that's why you're being Chay L'Kovid L'Eretz Yisrael by moving up the date that it depends on to Yeshua Ben Nun. V'im Ruba Hoysu Mekevus Choyma from Achashverosh, so then Hoyu Lehem Littles V'me Achashverosh. They didn't have to go to Yeshua Ben Nun. Elevad Ve'il Al Karchon Ruban Hoysu Prutza, most of it, which this Ramban also says. Ruban Hoysu Prutza V'Krochon Amukavu Choyma Shebechutz La'aretz Kiflayim V'Kifle Kiflayim Imukavu Shemeritz Yisrael. The overwhelming, like, super majority of Ir Mukuf Choma was in Chutz Laretz. And that, it did not afford them any protection. Umiyata Yisrael HaYoshim Ba'ayaros HaMukofo Shem Chutz Laretz. When we learned the Ramban, we really bavorim this question, and we said maybe they lived in ghettos, and a wall would have protected them, even in Chutz Laretz. But that is exactly and precisely the Ram's kasha. He's saying, "Miata Yisrael Hayoshim Bayoros Hamukofish Hamukutz Laretz." So how you choyin liftoach bechozek achoma? What's the point? You know, like you said, like in the cartoon, you know, you lock the door and you put up 50 padlocks, and then you know you turn around and the guy's there. Also, we ask him. So back to the question, the Ramban's whole picture based around on the diuk of the psukim. So why weren't they chogeg on their own, just like the prozim were chogig on their own, because they were in a very big sakana also. They had no reason to feel more secure. The choma did not afford them any protection from the people that were inside the choma with them. Masha'om Ruzal, I don't know, Ramban says, Sherov Yisrael, Ba'aretz, are you? Sheshuv lo olu mehen ela muwadim b'mei Ezra. This is what, that's a quote from the Ramban. Hainu b'mei osum shebebodel, ta'achar kach lo olu mehen ela muwadim, k'mei shebefurish mekosuz. Abo mikol mekom nireh, this is the Ramban, it's the Ramban talking. It's true, very few people went up, but that doesn't mean that rove of the Yidden were already in Chutz La'aretz. It's just very few people went up, period. We know how many people went up before Ezra went up. There was a wave, there was mamish like in our time, not our time mamish, but that there was a first aliyah and a second aliyah and a third aliyah. There was like waves of people going. So the first aliyah was 40,000. That's all. Shrei kol olam rishonim. Lahoyu, we know the number. It says in Tanakh. Lahoyu al arbas ribo alafim. That's 40,000. Ribo is 10,000. So 10,000, 40,000, 360. V'efshag amkein, and it's shalacha shesiva koresh levatel habinyan. Very probable, impossible, that when things... it was like remarkably similar to nowadays in that things look great and it's coming, and then all of a sudden nobody knows when the end of the 70 years is, and all of a sudden there's a government edict to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. And you imagine that would have been a real downer. Very, very. I say Purim happened at the lowest point in Jewish history. I'm not counting the Holocaust now, because it was the Korban, and people, it looked like the 70 years had come and gone. That's what it looked like. Nobody knew what to make. There was a lot of confusion. There's no more Nevuah, but maybe you have Chagiz Chayim Malachi still. And then all of a sudden, so at least you have what to look forward to, that Koresh said you can go up back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, but then he came down in Gzeira stopping it because of the Lashon Hara of the enemies. The Shomronim, or the Kushim, the Machanara, Machishemra, like the, so, like nowadays. So you take a step back. So he says, probably a lot of people made Yerida. Probably a lot of people left Eretz Yisrael then. Very depressing. You know, there had to be strong Mishra Nefesh, and they had to rebuild the land, drain the swamps, everything. And all of a sudden, the government's edict not to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's interesting is when Chagi yells at them later, like a little later, 10 years later, 5 years later, like after the Purim story. Well, you see, it's not so clear what happened. According to Chazal, the simple Chazal that we all know, is it was Esther's son that re-allowed them to continue building the Beis HaMikdash. But really, if you learn Chagi is Chayim Malachi, so it's Chagi yelled at them for listening to the government. Said, what do you get what he said? Should have kept building anyway. What's he going to do to you? What was he going to do? So you should have just ignored him and built. That's all. Then he would have been presented with a fait accompli that you built it. If not, Mustafa, he would have ordered it destroyed. So that's what you should have done. You should have just ignored it and go by it. That's interesting. It's hard to extrapolate, but it's interesting. Anyway, so he says, so first of all, very few years were there in the first place. And you don't know where the Ramban gets this picture that most years lived in Eretz Yisrael. We have the numbers in Sefer Ezra, we have a number of 40,300. And then Koresh, if that was Mavatel the Binyan, before Ezra. It's very, always, when I learned it here in the Nachshir, I remember like being very, I admit, surprised, and people don't realize Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was already built. When Ezra went up, and you say, Asori Yuchsen Olu Mi Babel, and you say, with Ezra, but that was really later in history, like 10 years later, they had built the Beis HaMikdash already. It was already functioning. So it doesn't always seem that way. We talk about Ezra and Beishniya and the second Beis HaMikdash. It really, it's not an exact timeline. So, okay. Anyway, the Rambam says that even then, people left, you know. People left. Just like in our days, people came to Eretz Yisrael, and it was very rough to drain the swamps to make it livable and this, and a lot of people didn't have parnasa. They left there, so they couldn't take it here. They, you know, they couldn't handle the mysterious nefesh.
That happened to me. I was born in Jerusalem, and then my parents, it was too. The difference between life in America and the United States in those days and Israel was so much. That
this is after the after World War II was over.
Yeah, this is in 1955, 1956.
Yeah. There's no question that the modern day Hitzapchut, do you say, of Eretz Israel was a 6-day war. No question. I mean, and that's already. I'm alive. Not just alive, I was like 15, 16, 17 years old by the 6-day war. And it really opened up the whole Eretz Yisrael, beside the economy, beside people coming here to live. Just the confidence, even not the territory, but just the confidence it gave everybody. And also the economy went from being a third world backwards country to what it is now. It's all, it's clear to me, it happened in the wake of, Hashem did it, obviously, but it happened in the wake of the 6-day war. And, okay.
I think the modern Baal Shem movement started then.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a huge kick, you know, kickstart to the Baal Shem movement. Because everybody was proud of being Jewish. It woke up the whole Russian Jewry, woke up from its sleep, and decided they're proud to be Jewish. Everybody was very gay at being Jewish. Like we were, you know, to deal with kosher by some yadi. It's like, but it certainly opened up Eretz Yisrael to becoming really. I mean, now it's a difficult situation. You have side by side, like. It's a powerhouse economy and one of the strongest armies in the world. And it's, on the other hand, there's a lot of poverty here, and its existence is what's up for question. You know, so what good does a strong army do if your existence is always a question mark? But anyway, but B'nai Koresh have to realize again, they didn't see, they had a nevuah of 70 years. And it seemed to have come and gone, because all these kings made a point of making the cheshbon and then saying that 70 years have come and gone. Whether it was Balshazar, and then Ahasuerus, and Daniel said he can't figure it out. You know, now we look back, and it's, but then they couldn't figure it out. And then the building of the Beis HaMikdash stopped. Like, that was, I'm sure, like, a crushing blow to morale. What is Hashem doing to us? And a lot of them thought, I assume, you know, that this is it. They're not going to go back. It's finished. There's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash. Hashem has rejected them. They went to the Navi Yecheskel, and they said, you know, we're finished. You know, we're not the Am Hashem anymore. Like, he doesn't like us anymore. He's throwing us away. So Yecheskel said no. But it was a very depressing time. And then Purim happened. Purim really lifted their spirits. No pun intended. Purim was like an injection of, you know, the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that first they took away HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora. Yirmiyahu took away Hagadol, and like they couldn't say it because of the Chilul Hashem was going on. What? Whatever it is, Hagadol, Gibor, Nora, they took it away one by one. And then it says, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah brought it back because they said, Hein Hein Nora Osov, Hein Hein Gedul Osov, how could one Kevbes exist among 70 Zayfim. So the Marsha there says, I spoke it out last year. The Marsha says, it was a reaction to the story of Purim. That the Gemara said that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle restored HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora, because they said, wow, look at this nation that Hein Hein Gedulosov, Hein Hein Gvurosov, Hein Hein Noraosov, that they survived, even though there's no Nevuah, there's no Shekhinah, there's no nothing. So it was, the Marshal said that was Purim. That's what did it. That's a very nice thought. And the Gra in his Perush on Megillas Esther is also very madgish, emphasizes very much that everything was behester, and it was a very depressing time. No Beis Hamikdash, they didn't know what's going on, and then they got this Yeshua. The Gra really makes a major topic out of that. Okay. So he says, and people left Eretz Yisrael. So the first question is, why didn't the Mukaf and Cholma celebrate on their own? In the Chutz La'aretz, you're in the same sakana with a Cholma, without a Cholma. So why did they think? And that's the Machlokes with Ramban. That's why the Ramban puts the focus of the Gezeira in Eretz Yisrael. Because there they would attack a prosim. But the Ran says, you'll see that. From Hashem Rakos Valken, Hayudim HaProsim, Yishim Bari HaProsos. So why Taka? Right, that's the puzzle. That's a curveball. Where's that coming from? What do you mean Alkena Yudim HaProsim, Yishim Bari HaProsos, celebrated Purim? Why? Mapiton. So the Ran says, Einin Yono, Shaprosim Osu Vlo Mukofen. That is not the implication of the pasuk. Ella nosin tam. The Megillah is already bavarning, forewarning. Lama chilku Mordechai beizino prosim imukofen. Where'd that come from? Marshomar shalachem. Okay, we don't know yet the answer, but that's what the Megillah is coming to say. It's not coming to say the prosim celebrated and the mukofen didn't. It's coming to say what the origins of the 14-15 present Mukafen split is. Now, the Ram doesn't explain it yet. First he goes on to say, Mashomer Shalacha Mikan, Hey Rekadish Baruch Hu Neim, Motzus Machman HaTorah, and they instituted Purim as a Yom Tiv, Lo Yodati Mahuzeh Shalihuskos HaBeGemara. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Ramban made this up. The Gemara, we see that there was a question and a back and forth about making Megillas Esther part of Tanakh, but not about making Purim a Yom Tov. Ela shetichso Megillas Esther, shetichso Megillas Esther. Avlinyan Yom Tov lo, we don't have, there's not a Gemara anywhere. With the Arminian Besekah the Tzverya, Ibisum the Mitzvah, Ibisum the Migni. See, he's saying, that's when Ramban says, you see from that Gemara, that the point of a Choma in Hilchos Purim is the protection against enemies. So the Ran says, no, we know that the Mukafen are patterned after Shushan. So if you're going to be patterned after Shushan, so we know that we're patterning ourselves after Shushan. So we want to know, what is the Nakuda that makes you like Shushan? The wall. The wall because it protects you, or the wall because it makes you more covered. You're not so exposed. And then you stop to Ikechil. Nechemi, call me back in 10 minutes. Certainly, where are you now in Yerushalayim? That would be wonderful. I'll meet you. Okay, bye. And my son's going to pick me up. We know that the other ayoros are patterned after Shushan. We might not understand it fully, but anyway, well, that's like the first teretz, that they, Shushan and the rest of the world, except they wanted the cities that were, I guess they didn't want Shushan to celebrate alone. And Shushan was going to celebrating the 15th. They didn't want it to celebrate it alone, so they said all cities like Shushan, that have a choma to celebrate with Shushan. And now the Gemara wants to know, in what way are you like Shushan? Because you're protected or because you're not exposed? But not because in the, you know, the main chiddush of the Ramban.
Are you Jews in Shushan now?
I don't know. It's in Persia. Yeah. They are, they're hiding.
Then there would be nobody would be celebrating on the 15th. For the whole thing would be finished. It would be finished with Shushan. If Shushan celebrated alone.
I can think of a lot of things that are if. Yeah.
I'm saying if Shushan celebrated alone, then the 15th would go
again.
Would go with
the nakuda of all this raid is the Ramban's chiddush. Is that the tzilut of prosim and mukafin came about because of the degree of sakana. That is Ramban's unique chiddush. And as if we put aside all the kashas on the Ramban and this, but the yisod of the Ramban is that 14 and 15 came about because of the degree of sakana. And according to the others, apparently it only came about because of the historical reality. So it was really Shushan on 15 and everybody else on 14. And then they tacked on to Shushan the Mukafas Choma.
Don't found that most Jews were extra. No?
That's because he has to put forth the Yisod. That's why.
The danger.
They were the danger. Yeah.
They have a machlokes in Mitzvahs?
What? I don't know. The Ramban is Shver. The Ram's kasha on the Ramban is Moiridik. It's famous throughout Shas that barely anyone from Bnei Yisrael went up. We always say with Ezra. You see, that was the chiddush to me when I gave the Nachshir. That we always talk about with Ezra. Ezra was a Johnny come lately. Ezra came up after the Beis HaMikdash was built. The wave of people going up, and even the, you know, Nehemiah went up before Ezra. It was really okay.
Captain's the last one.
What?
Captain's the last one off the sinking ship.
Yeah. Anyway, but there's still a question. Didn't we create a lotus go to do problem? Three kalos is go to do lotay also agudus. Onichal rabba the yomer hasam berakam the yivomus the lekam shem agudus alav bebezdin echad plag part of the bezdin morin kabe shamai uplag morin kabe silel the lizidei loikasha the hocha kishnei batei din and beirachas gomi. So there's no lotus go to do avol. He's not asking on the krochim and yudalit as vav. He's asking on the kforim being makdim liyom aknisa, the din of the first mishnah. That you read 11, 12, and 13 for the forum, the villages.
I'll find.
I'm not sure yet. Yeah, well, we're learning. I have to do a little more research.